Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Eric Quorum, the founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. Today, we're exploring a challenge that we all face at some point: how to stay committed to a meaningful goal when the journey gets really tough. Maybe you've been rejected, persecuted, or just hit a wall of obstacles that feel overwhelming. To help us navigate this terrain, I'm thrilled to have Dr. Todd Kashtan back on the show. Dr. Kashtan is a world-renowned professor of psychology, a pioneering researcher on well-being and resilience, and the author of The Art of Insubordination. In this deeply personal and fascinating episode, he shares his science-backed strategies for reframing adversity, harnessing our unique personality to fuel motivation, and crafting a narrative about our life to help us keep moving forward. If you've ever struggled to stay the course when things get hard, this conversation will empower you with insights and practices so that you can persevere with grit and purpose. So let's get right to it. Let's lean in and learn from the best. How do you maintain momentum towards a very meaningful goal when you've had a lot of painful experiences along the journey? Like maybe you've been rejected, or you've been persecuted, or just things are just really sucky.
Yeah, this is, I mean, you're asking the critical question, because we all have our crucible moments. I mean, you could be, you know, try to be canceled. You've been publicly shamed. You've had someone who's stronger, tougher, bigger, more important than you go after you. Sometimes it's because of jealousy and ego. Sometimes it's because you said the wrong thing at the wrong time. Doesn't matter about cause. It matters is that there are obstacles and setbacks. For me, the most important advice that I can give is what I'll call narrative editing. So you can think about personality as a couple levels. You have the basement of your personality, and that is just, they're just evolutionary mechanisms over 2,000 years of humans that have just make you do certain things. So there's a great study, for example, in Arizona, where it focused on skateboarders. And the question was, if we brought some super hyper-attractive women, because most of the skateboarders were men back then in these studies, and we had them stand by the fence, what would happen to the skateboarders? And so what you found was three things happened. One, so they took blood samples. They saw that the dopamine activity of the skateboarders flew, like right up through. Didn't matter if they were dating someone, didn't matter if they were gay. The thing was just having a hyper-attractive woman, society is like looking at you, the best of society. Two, the skateboarders were trying out more difficult moves than was at their level. So this is cool. This is fun to watch. Three, they're getting more injuries because they're not landing all these moves, but they're getting back on the skateboard. So this is all part of our personality. When those attractive research assistants were hired to stand by and watch those skateboarders, it activated the romantic, motivational mindset of everyone that was in that skateboarding rink. Now, they didn't think about it. They didn't have to think about it. That's part of our personality. It's just part of our DNA. And we have a motivational mindset that's activated by avoid disease and bad guys and girls. We're just avoiding threats. So it ends up being, as soon as it's dark out, our entire approach of how we look at crowds changes. So normally, when you're in a crowd full of people, we are very quick at detecting other people of a similar race. It's called the own race effect in large crowds. So we could be at University of Alabama. Hopefully I'm not outing which team that your friend was on, college team. You're at that arena. You can see where all the white people are. And if you're Asian American, you'll see where all the Asian American people are. Same thing if you're Black, same thing if you're Hispanic. It's just an own race effect. When it's dark out and dark is interpreted as threat, out of conscious awareness, you automatically flip. And now you're hypersensitive to people that are not your race, because you automatically view them as they are the other and view them as a threat. Now, you can override this machinery, but visually, in terms of working memory, that's what your brain does. So it's useful to understand this part of your personality. So that's the basement, the evolutionary architecture. Sorry if I'm going into too much depth here.
No, this is awesome. Keep going.
So there's 9 motivational mindsets that are built in from a couple thousand years. So then we have personality traits, and that's where most science focuses on. So you have your big 5. To what degree are you open to new experiences? To what degree are you extroverted? To what degree are you agreeable, kind, and compassionate? To what degree are you conscientious, persevere, That's your question. You know, how do you respond to setbacks and obstacles? And then finally, how neurotic are you? Not a good thing to be neurotic. Now, what's really cool is there's two more levels of personality that very few people are talking about. One is, what are your general strivings in life, right? So if Eric, like if I talk to you about why would you create this podcast knowing it is on top of all your other jobs and all your other relationships, what are you striving for? You would say
excellence.
Excellence in what though?
Just my life. I just want to be elite in whatever I take on. And for me, if I can share that journey and help somebody else do it, then that's a win-win. I've made like no money doing this.
This is great. So if you go back to the messaging that increases people's motivation to listen to you, the idea that, huh, this isn't even like a monetarily satisfying career yet. And yet you do it. It's like, I want to listen to this guy. Like what other motivation is activated there? So that's part of your personality. The personal projects that we pursue on a regular basis is part of our personality. But then there's a higher level, the highest level, which is we create a life story about all of these things. So we have Eric the athlete, Eric the entrepreneur, Eric the podcaster, Eric with the huge thick neck who walks through the world. And maybe when you're on a plane, because of your size, you react differently in terms of moving and not taking up a lot of space because you don't want to intimidate people. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe you like that factor in yourself and actually you like to take up lots of space and you like to intimidate people. A lot of large muscular people, that's a story that we create and weave around our behavior, our personal projects, and our motivations. So what I want to say is this, the best way to get over setbacks and obstacles on our journey to get to these purposes in life is to really edit the narrative to see that we're not at the end, we're not in the beginning, and that this is a journey of us. The reason that the journey is so meaningful and valuable is because we face obstacles. If there was no fear there, I wouldn't be talking about Teddy Roosevelt inviting Booker T. Washington for dinner. If there was no concern of you winning the NFL title this year, then it's not, you're on an interesting team. Like you're not even worth following. I want to follow like some Cinderella team that actually is trying to figure out how all these different characters are going to get along and not bite each other's heads off. And so think of your story about what you want to highlight in terms of what pushes you, what motivates you, who do you care about? Who are your role models? Who are the people that you want to impress and then you want people to be proud of you for? And make sure that those people are emphasized because those are archetypal characters in a story. And so as you highlight what you're grateful for, as you highlight the people that you want to make proud, as you highlight what your end objective is, and this is why the sweat, blood, and tears is worth it. And think about it in story form. It's much easier to view difficulties as this is just a couple of pages in chapter 3, as opposed to this is the subtitle of my book, Eric, the story of a guy with body dysmorphic disorder. You don't want your emotional problems to be the title and subtitle of your book. You want to view it more accurately as it's a couple of paragraphs in chapter 3, and we got a long way to go, and we're going to overcome this because we have a lot of missions that we're attending to.
Dude, that's all I can say about this. I mean, the word dude is just like, this is amazing. If people, first of all, this is the third episode that we've done together. And so if you haven't purchased this book yet, you're absolutely insane. But besides the book, how can people follow you and engage in this journey with you?
Well, you can go to my website. You could download all 250-60 scientific articles of ours for free on toddkashian.com. And then I have a Substack called Provoked. Just look up Provoked and it's free and you can just download my regular thought processes as I work on book number 5.
I love it. Todd, you are doing very meaningful and important work and I'm just thankful. You're a national treasure, dude. Like you are a total national treasure. If you enjoyed the past 3 episodes with Dr. Cashin, they impacted your life in some way, do me a favor. Please leave us a rating and review on whichever listening platform you are joining us from. And in that review, would you share or how this podcast or any of our podcasts have impacted your life? That would mean a lot to us and would help us reach more people with the message of the Blueprint. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.